teaching in Hamilton at McMaster. She was an English professor up there. And we used to go up there quite frequently. And I used to go up in the Canadian lakes and do a little fishing. And I made three trips to Europe up there. In 53, I went to, my son and his wife were going to school in Edinburgh, Scotland. So I met them over there in Shannon, and we toured Ireland and by car. And I visited newspaper plants, things like that for comparison. Then we went over to England, France, and then later on, we went back, and my wife and I went back to visit them in England. In 69, we went back, then they were in Germany at that time, Berlin. And we went over there, and then my son and I drove back to England then through East Germany, Belgium. Drove back with car.
Have you ever been in any other communist countries besides East Germany?
That's all. Of course, I've been to Mexico. I've drove down to Monterey, and then I had one of the most interesting trips that I've ever made. We went down to Presidio, Texas, and went over to Anaga, and took that Mexican railway to Chihuahua. And then we went from Chihuahua to over the Copper River, over to Los Mosos, and flew over to La Paz in Baja, and then drove on down to San Luis, down on the tip there. That was a couple of 3 years ago. And then last year we were in Honolulu. And when I was a youngster back in the pioneer days, I went to Alaska.
Is that right?
I worked on the government railroad from Fairbanks to, it was from Seward to Nenana. They were building that road at that time. It was partially a log road, and then the government shipped up a lot of equipment from Panama when they finished the Panama Canal, and so they rebuilt that road up to Fairbanks. So I fired a steam shovel on that on that road.
Kind of a rough equivalent to the Alaska pipeline.
Yes.
Doing a lot of
well, that was not quite as hefty as some of those workers.
Well, that sounded like rough work to me.
It was, but then it was quite interesting. I spent several months up there. And in fact, I came back to Seattle the day that this big gusher had smacked over Arkansas. And I bought a ticket to Arkansas. He wondered if I was going to work in the oil field. Then I had experience in I fired a dredger down in southeast Missouri when they drained that swamp down in southeast Missouri when I was a kid.
Could you tell me something about the house that you were raised in? Describe it to me.
Yes, in fact, I got a picture of it. It was Dad built the house. I think originally it was two rooms. It wasn't weatherboarded, it was plain boards, and it had lead on the cracks, you know, I don't know how to describe it. And it was on a little 5-acre tract, I think it was, just outside Green Forest. And later on they added a kitchen to it, on the kind of the shape of a T.
The kitchen was?
On the house.
The house,
yeah.
Could you tell me about the layout of the room?
Well, that's a long time ago.